I could look straight into the room.
Oh, white light.
With the shutters closed now, the room became seductively dark.
There. That better, Outlander Ryan?
Yeah, better. Are you sure?
Am I sure what?
Barons are often kind of, well, your husband didn't strike me as a man who'd be that generous with lending out his possessions.
Meaning me?
He could just see her face as a pale blur in the dimness, but he knew from the sharp edge in her voice that he was walking on treacherously thin ice.
Sort of. Well, that's the way some barons think about their women.
I see. Well, as long as you don't look at it that way, Ryan.
I don't want to wake up in that bed and find there's a .44 Magnum pressed behind my right ear. Or my left ear, if it comes to that.
Alias won't be back for at least 4 hours. They've got to go scour Trick Canyon all the way to Dry Falls Creek. It could be close on dark. Nobody in the Ville would dare speak to him about what I do. Sure, he might chill me, and might reward an informer. But they know I'd get to them first and chill them.
And even if he knew, maybe he wouldn't care that much, huh?
I was right about you, Ryan Carter. You are something a little special, aren't you?
Everyone thinks that, but they're special.
Sure, but you... Well now, why don't we just get on and find out how special you might be?
Ryan had enjoyed his fair share of sexual encounters in his 25 or so years, but a lot of them had been with scrawny little whores and frontier gaudies, places where you kept as many of your clothes on as you could, and only handed over the jack after it was all over. Of course, he'd had plenty of women who hadn't wanted paying, but never anyone remotely like Sharona Carson of Taos. For a start, Ryan wasn't used to finding a woman who insisted on making all the moves. Not that she actually put it that way, but that was the way it turned out.
You take your clothes off first, Ryan. I like to see a man while I'm still dressed. Makes it more of a turn-on for me.
Ryan looked at her for a moment, considering the request. He checked out the room. Nobody could get in without making a whole lot of noise and taking a lot of time. Unless the woman was going to kill him herself, and that didn't seem logical or likely, there wasn't any immediate danger. But the habits of a lifetime still made him hesitate.
Here, let me help you.
She stood close to him and kissed him long and slow on the lips. The tip of her tongue probed between his teeth with a sensual urgency that removed the last pathetic shreds of his hesitation. He sat on the bed while she knelt before him and unlaced the steel-toed combat boots. She pulled them off, along with his wool socks, brushing his bare feet with her lips. He took off his shirt and laid it on the chest, drawing the Smith & Wesson from its holster and tucking it carefully beneath the fluffy white pillows at the top of the bed. The belt was unbuckled by Sharona's long, strong fingers, and the front of his pants yielded to her. Ryan stood still while she knelt again, pulling them down over his ankles, followed by his shorts, which got a little snagged up.
Oh, sorry about that. I hope it didn't do any serious harm.
Doesn't look like it.
I'll just give it a little kissing to make sure. Cold, lover? Or someone wandered by your tomb?
My feet are a little cold.
Well, we'll just get them warmed up under the sheets. But now it's your turn to get me naked and ready.
She stood. As he knelt down, she sat on the bed, legs slightly apart, allowing him to slide the mirrored boots off. On an impulse, Ryan lowered his head and kissed her bare feet, as she'd done for him. The blouse came next. It was no surprise at all to find she wore nothing beneath it. The pressure of her nipples against the smooth material had already told Ryan that. He stood away from her a little, then reached out with both hands, stroking the tips of her breasts with his calloused fingers. Sharona closed her eyes.
That's real nice, Ryan. Real nice.
He unknotted the maroon kerchief and dropped it on top of the blouse. The riding breeches were more difficult. They fitted her so tightly that it was a struggle to remove them. In the end, she had to lie on her back on the bed and brace herself while he pulled them down, unrolling the material of her thighs and knees until they eventually came free over her bare feet.
I'm careful with those, lover. They're a mine, and there's only one more pair left in my closet.
She stood again and made sure her blonde hair was still snug in the silver-clawed brooch. Ryan gazed at her naked body, shimmering in the half-light of the shadowed room. All she wore was a tiny pair of turquoise silk panties. Sharona hooked her thumbs in the waistband.
Will you take these off for me, Ryan?
Yeah, sure.
I'd like it a lot if you took them off with your teeth. But real slow and real careful. Come on.
He felt the cold of the tiles against the skin of his bare knees as she swayed toward him. Once again, his breath was filled with the scent of her body.
Oh, that's right.
Afterward, as they dressed, Sharona peeked out through the shutters.
No sign of any dust trail. Still a couple of hours till dusk.
Ryan holstered his blaster.
I'll go check out the guards.
Breathe a word, Ryan. Ever. And I'll see you down and dead. Remember that.
He nodded and quietly slid back the bolts, walking from her bedroom without another word or a backward glance.
Huh. So much for mythical creatures. There was no white lion. It was a tired old dusty yellow puma. Half its teeth were broken or missing. And it had a barely healed spear wound along its flank. Big damn hunt. So, what happened in the ville while we were away?
Nothing. No trouble.
Raj said they didn't see much of you during the afternoon. You went off helping the woman after she... hurt her ankle.
That's right. Saw her to her quarters and let her people look after her.
Was it bad, Ryan?
The ankle?
Yeah, her ankle. Was it bad?
Nah. Kinda swelled over the side bone. She got one of the women to bathe it in cold water.
And then?
Then I went walking.
See anyone?
No.
The traitor smiled and wiped dust off his face.
Slow it down, friend. Slow it down. Just want to know how my war captain passed a few hours in the middle of a strange ville.
I passed them, traitor, if that's okay with you. Fireblast, what's the questions for?
I just want to be sure I left a man in charge of the war wags, Ryan. Not some green kid that'll go sniffing around the skirts of the Baron's slut.
Ryan blinked, trying to clear the crimson mist that had suddenly drifted across his vision, and clenched his fists at his side. That's not fucking fair.
No?
No. Sure I went with her. Dark Knight, traitor. She has to be the most beautiful woman I ever seen in my life.
Won't argue with you there, son. But that doesn't change the fact. You were gone for three, close on 4 hours.
The fog of anger began to fade. Ryan swallowed hard, recognizing the inevitable truth that traitor was right. He shouldn't have left the wags like that. Nothing had gone wrong, but that could be put down to luck, not judgment.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
Sure it is. Ryan, you're a good man. Why do you think you're my right hand when there's older, more experienced men and women in the crews? Because you're the best I ever saw. But that don't mean you're perfect.
Okay, you made the point.
You want to fuck anything that moves, then you go do it. Your cock will rot off, but that falls into the area being your business. You risk my wags or my people, and then it falls into being my business. I know you know that, Ryan. But I gotta say it when I see it. That's all.
Within a day or so, there was a far more serious problem to be confronted. Despite Baron Alias Carson's repeated promises, there was still no sign of the gas supplies. The traitor, accompanied by JB and Ryan, demanded a meeting with the Baron, who saw them in his council room, with ferrymen at his side and a half-dozen well-armed sectmen positioned casually around the room. Ryan had immediately been aware that the room smelled heavily of alcohol. Carson, as ever, was wearing a conservative suit of 1980s cut, and in his buttonhole was a tiny pink flower. He noticed their eyes go to the small adornment and touched it with a lazy hand.
Guess I'm sentimental.